Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
If you like your true crime like you like your coffee,
Red Handed is the podcast for you.
It's dark, intense, and might just keep you up all night.
I'm Hannah.
I'm Saruti. And every week on Red Handed, we break down a different fascinating case.
From the most recent US trials everyone is obsessing over, like Brendan Banfield, Karen Reed, and Ellen Greenberg,
to the most unbelievable stories from around the world, there's nothing we love more than digging into every detail of the cases we cover, getting beyond a basic analysis and cutting to the heart of the story.
Red Handed has over 400 episodes ready to binge right now.
Plus, be sure to check out our weekly sister show, Shorthand, where we unpack everything from the Black Death to Area 51.
If you're looking for smart, detailed true crime with personality, check out Red Handed wherever you get your podcasts.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Green.
More than 100 days now since Nancy Guthrie was taken from her Tucson home. There's been no arrest, no publicly identified suspect, and the sheriff leading the investigation just survived a vote to remove him from office. The Pima County Board of Supervisors referred perjury allegations against Sheriff Nanos to the state attorney general, but stopped short of pulling him. His own deputies voted unanimously that they have no confidence in his leadership. The recall effort is underway, but faces a very steep climb, over 122,000 signatures needed by July, and the family is reportedly frustrated as well, still without a private investigator, still relying on the same department that released the crime scene too early, routed DNA away from the FBI lab, and installed a homicide unit supervisor who had allegedly never worked a homicide. That's where we're beginning today. Happy beginning of the week, everybody.
We had a thing in the bureau said things that make you go,
Criminal defense attorney Bob Mata is with us, host of the podcast Defense Diaries. Bob, I mean, there's so much with this case, and there's so much that's not happening with this case in a while. Everybody's sitting here going, what can be done at this point? If you're working for the Guthries right now, if the family had come to you going, hey, I don't know what our options are, what can we do, if anything, and they hired you at this point, what's your first call? What's your first way that you're advising them to to get some sort of traction going on here and figuring out what happened to their mother.
I apologize for my remote location. I'm at the zoo for my granddaughter's second birthday, so not optimal. But I never miss a Tuesday with the boys.
No.
So, yeah, it's a tough situation because if you're not being hired as a spokesperson, you're really kind of being hired to help them try to navigate through this mess, then the first thing that you have to do is you have to sit down with all the close family members, and you're going to have to do your own investigation in terms of their timelines. I mean, and it's not because I'm accusatory. It's because it's what you have to do. You have to find out where they were, find out what law enforcement knows, because law enforcement's not going to work with me. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, I'm going to be out on my own. So I need to know exactly where everybody was, if those alibis all stand up. Because the last thing that I want to do is be engaged with family where it turns out that potentially somebody's being looked at and I don't know it. You know what I'm saying? So you have to be very, very careful with that aspect. But the first thing you're going to do is just gather them all together, you know, and speak to them individually outside of the room from one another. And, you know, everybody's going to have to tell me what's up in terms of all the details that they have. And, you know, they've got to be honest with me. This is, it's a different situation than we're in. I have a client that's been charged with a crime. Mm-hmm. You know, in that situation, I'm not necessarily asking my client if they did it or not. I'm saying, what are the cops saying that you did? What is the prosecutor saying you did?
Yeah.
Because in that situation, the discovery is going to tell me the tale in terms of what evidence they have. So it's a very different circumstance. And then you get to the point where you're like, okay, I think we should probably bring on a PI. You know, but the PI is a tricky situation, too, because the PI then becomes potential just minefield if law enforcement is able to put somebody else that's not even on your radar under arrest, and the prosecutor, or if it's somebody that I dug up, either way, it exposes that PI and the state's case to another defense attorney who's representing the person who was arrested, because I've conducted this entire investigation through a PI completely through different channels. It opens up kind of a Pandora's box. So you have to be very, very careful with it, which I'm sure the Guthrie's attorney has advised them. I am absolutely certain that,
yeah,
somebody in that family has counsel that they're speaking to, and they're kind, sure, of guiding them through this. I'm sure they've brought up the concept, do we hire a PI, and, you know, what can that PI do for us? So, yeah, that's a tricky situation, man. I mean, I really feel for the Guthrie family, because they're kind of at this roadblock where, you know, there's no real clear avenue past it at this point that I see. And we're 100, how many days?
100. More than 100, yeah.
You know, I mean, and it's like everybody's pretty much sadly resigned to the fact that more likely than not, poor Nancy's probably not with us anymore.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, at that point, it becomes a body recovery, hopefully, for the sake of the family, and then obviously trying to figure out who the hell did this, but It's a really sad case, to be honest.
Yeah, so Bob, what's the difference? Again, I love when you go behind the scenes for us as a defense guy. It's how the sausage is made, as you say.
Yeah.
So when you are assigned as defense counsel, you never, and you said this on other shows, and correct me if I'm paraphrasing you wrong, that you never ask whether they're guilty or not. You're just making sure that everything's conducted on the, you know, the way it should be, the investigation's conducted right, everyone's rights are being upheld, and that you're there to preserve life. I mean, you have your ethical code you're adhering to, but you never ask the guilt or innocence side, correct? And compared to, are you doing something different? Would you represent someone as counsel if you thought one of them was guilty?
I think Bob's frozen.
I froze him out with that question.
You froze Bob. But I mean, I think I'll let Bob answer when he comes back up. But I mean, is Bob there? I think Bob's still frozen. You know, it's he could represent on either way, just as an advisory type role.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I think, and then that's kind of more where I was going, as in an advisory, not representing the family in terms of someone looking at them in terms of guilt, but looking at it in terms of what levers can we pull here to fully explore the paths that we're not going down already.
Which I thought of, you know, when we were originally doing the segment, but when he said he was actually would interview the family members to establish those timelines, get alibis and things like that to see if they're guilty. So it popped in my mind. So would he not represent them if he thought one of them was guilty or not guilty? Or
That's an interesting take on that.
Yeah, because that's what I picked up on, and that's something he didn't do. At least he didn't mention when he's talking about just representing them as counsel for defendants. Mm-hmm. So it's an interesting take on it.
I think the biggest thing to think about in a situation like this is
boys.
There you are.
Don't worry, I answered for you, man.
It's
I screwed even you less all over.
Optimal because I had my phone in the front window and the temperature. Shut the phone down. So,
there's
tint. So,
and Bob didn't bring his Starlink with him to the zoo. I'm going camping next week, so you're all going to see me in my camper in West Virginia praying I have Starlink working.
If they were to bring, because the biggest thing we're hearing from a lot of, you know, people on the outside who really don't have a dog in the fight is they need a private investigator. And there was rumors that there was a private investigator, and then it just turned out to be private security. And so we don't even really know for sure if there is a private investigator on this case right now. It just hasn't been disclosed, nor does it have to be disclosed by the family. But at this point, with the thing sitting as stagnant as they appear to the public. Now, we don't know what's going on behind the closed doors, but at this point, if you are that family, if you're the Guthrie family, and you're trying to figure out what the hell is going on here, and there's really two lanes, I think, that they're looking into, or you would want to be looking into. One, number one, where the hell is Nancy? Alive, yeah. Dead, likely dead, but getting to where whatever happened there. But at the same point, you're going to be picking out material here and going, okay, and that may lead then to looking at this investigation and its missteps. That's a whole other area where that could go. Does it make sense to bring a private investigator in now? Could they be losing valuable time and valuable moments right now that you're not going to get back? I mean, yes, we're 100 days in, but we're not a year in. We're not 2 or 3 years in. We're still 100 days in. It's not a weekend, but it's 100 days in. Is there still really important time and place where they should have somebody other than Pima County on this? I know the FBI is on it too, but someone that's working directly for them on the ground in the Tucson area before this window closes of where we're at right now.
I mean, that kind of goes back to what I was saying before. It's a little bit of a trick bag. It's tricky, but at the same time, I mean, do you really want to sit there doing nothing? You know, because you can feel pretty secure in the fact that at this point, Pima County is considering this borderline cold, if not cold already. So the resources they're dumping into it are very limited. You know, I mean, I think it really depends. If you could find a PI that has a decent working relationship with law enforcement, wherein you're not going to have Pima County feeling like their dicks are being stepped on, for lack of a better term, you know, and they're willing to give them some kind of assistance in terms of what they've gotten thus far in their investigation. Because if you hire a PI who's essentially starting from scratch, that PI, you know, they don't have that attorney-client privilege that you have as the attorney when you're sitting family members down, which gets tricky with extended family in terms of who that privilege extends to.
Right.
And you know, you can't just have, there is no attorney or PI client privilege, meaning if that PI is going to sit there and ask the same questions that I'm asking, trying to get all the background and find out what the alibis are, and he gets a disclosure, and that's what I'm talking about, that other defense attorney, if they do end up getting a suspect, and that defense attorney's like, oh, well, I want everything that that PI did. I want their entire file. I've always gotten every file, and I'm talking about the full file that any PI's done on any case that I worked, where the family did exactly what we're talking about, where they hired a PI. And, you know, and the PIs do a pretty thorough job. Sometimes they dig up things that law enforcement missed. They definitely can find different avenues. But that's what I'm saying in terms of, you know, the Guthries have the benefit of not being overly concerned with the cash side of it just because of their financial state. You know, they can hire a PI that could probably do a hell of a lot more than the average person could because of limited funds, you know, whereas with the Guthries, they could drop a ton of dough into it, have this PI, or, you know, if it's multiple PIs within the same, you know, PI's office working this case is kind of that, you know, side investigation. But again, you have to really be concerned about that possibility of an arrest and then that defense attorney being able to use anything that may have come up in terms of a potential third party suspect that they may have liked. I mean, if I'm the attorney and I find out that this PI has a third party suspect that law enforcement didn't even look at, you could bet your ass I'm leaning into that.
And I'm curious, Bob, too. So I didn't work with PIs on my in my world in counterintelligence in the FBI. So I don't know the interoperability. And from what I've seen, just cases we've covered, PIs that I've seen are mostly doing interviews, and those interviews are the things that are, you know, being admissible and part of discovery. And so that's a little more, I wouldn't say easier, but it's not as tricky, I would imagine, than if you're actually collecting evidence and then you got chain of custody issues. Would that come up, and has that been an issue, and do PIs do that?
100%.
Yeah, I bet.
100%, you know, because the thing that you have to worry about if it's the family hiring the PI is that there's no way to keep it out of evidence. It's going to have to get turned over, which is essentially why you want the attorney to be the one to hire the PI so they can at least argue that it's work product. So at least there's a fight there, because the biggest concern is that third-party culprit thing that I'm talking about. Yeah, imagine that Pima County or the Fed, somebody comes up with a suspect and they feel that it's strong enough to make an arrest on it. And then a defense attorney gets hired for that individual or appointed, whatever the case may be. And, you know, in discovery, he finds out that the family had a PI, and he's saying, all right, well, I need all that. And the state's saying, well, no, I mean, we don't have to turn it over. And you're like, yeah, you do. I mean, it's not work product. It wasn't an attorney that hired him. So I like, it's just not as simple as going out and hiring a PI. There's just
it's a double-edged sword in a lot of ways. I mean, you can be shooting yourself in the foot even if you have the best of intentions at that moment in time.
100%.
Let me throw this one at you. I do not know the answer to this. This may be a very stupid question, but I don't know. Is there a world here right now where it's even doable or makes any sense for the Guthries to be filing any sort of civil lawsuit against Pima County to get access to any of their investigative material if they're feeling that they're not exercising a proper investigation, that they're going down wrong rows? I mean, there's already a litany of issues, it seems, here with Pima County and their investigative skills. Is that even a lever they can pull? And if so, would it make sense in something like this? Again, we're only 100 days into the damn thing. It's not like this is a 10-year-old case and somebody's suing the county at this point. The active investigation is still going, but if there's so many people, and I'm sure they are sitting there going, it's not going good enough, and they want to find Nancy. So people are getting, you know, a little trigger happy, if you will, to go and go down routes that may be non-traditional of investigative work.
Yeah, that's going to be a no-go.
Yeah. You know?
I mean, it's like their law enforcement's not going to give the family anything. You're not going to be able to run into a court and get some kind of injunction to have them turn it over. I mean, they could try to make a FOIA request. It's going to get denied. You know, their avenues towards being able to get their hands on what's been done thus far is extremely limited. And, you know, just because of the fact that it's got that Guthrie name behind it isn't going to change that fact. The other part of it is that any kind of suit that's filed, if you're talking about some kind of injunction as opposed to like suing them, saying you shit the bed, which also has to be done within a year. You know, it's like there's a lot of But like that other part where you're like, look, y'all are dropping the ball here. We want to see what you've done. So at least give us your investigation files. And if you're filing something, you're then becoming the face of that suit as the Guthrie family. And then they become your enemy.
Yeah.
Because now you're really throwing them under the bus publicly. You're casting huge shade on them as a department in general. And I know that we're going to talk about the recall aspect of it. I mean, maybe you don't care. You know what I'm saying? In terms of them not getting the job done. But internally, I mean, if your end goal is to get an answer, hopefully, at some point, I mean, you kind of have to play nice with them to the extent that you don't want them to become either your full-blown enemy or just a department that doesn't really have much incentive to continue to work that case as hard as they could.
Bob, are there any red flags along the way from your experience and work in other cases similar to this that families can recognize in hindsight? I mean, Guthrie's in hindsight in this one, but other families that would trigger them, say, hey, listen, I'm seeing this, this, and this. This is my warning that I probably should go out and hire my own attorney. I should hire a PI, or is it case by case?
Yeah, it's a case by case thing. And again, Robin, like you're rarely talking about a situation wherein the family has the resources.
Yeah, very true. It's expensive
to get the type of investigation that this requires. I mean, look, the feds were involved for a hot minute. I don't know what their involvement is at this point, but you know, this wasn't always Pima County. Obviously Pima wasn't really playing nice. We had that just ridiculous battle between Pima and, what's his name? Thanos.
You know,
and the feds were, you know, they're saying one thing and then he's turning around and calling bullshit on it, vice versa. You know, I like that part of it is probably the most frustrating thing about it because it just wasn't handled properly, primarily by Pima. So, you know, it's tough, man. It just is. Like, I don't know that there's any kind of avenue that's a clear cut. Say, all right, well, this is the way that we're going to have to go on it, because at this point, to me, it's recovery. It's recovery and trying to find somebody. And to me, I'm focusing on the recovery because that's probably most likely where I'm going to be able to get some clues as to maybe who had done this. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you can find the location of Nancy, God forbid she is deceased at this point, that's where you're going to hopefully be able to find some glimmer of hope in terms of being able to try to figure out who did this. I mean, you have to know at this point, they have to have gotten every Ring camera, every business camera in the entire area. And they've run all the plates for all the cars that they can make out the plates for. They've looked at all the makes and models. You know, I mean, it's like from that end of it, I'm sure that was all done. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, we saw a couple of people taken into custody. They were questioned and released. It's like, it's just one of those situations, man, where, you know, because of the location and the access to the desert, man, it's sad because I have a sneaking suspicion that's unfortunately, and, you know, I mean, no one wants to be the person to have to say this out loud, but Nancy's probably somewhere out in that desert,
yeah.
You know, and you were talking about a real needle in the haystack type situation. I mean, I would love, it would be amazing if she's still with us,
mm-hmm.
if they've just kept her captive. But, you know, the way that the whole ransom thing was handled,
yeah.
You know, the Guthrie family elected not to pay it. But whatever the case may be, I mean, it's just been such a weird, weird case.
Yeah.
You know what mm-hmm. I mean? And it's like we have this thing where typically somebody knows something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I've never been one of those that thought that the family had anything to do with this.
Me neither.
At all. And, you know, I mean, and it's just in that type of situation, when you're talking about the matriarch of the family, if anybody in that family thought that anybody else within that family may have had a hand in this, they would have turned them in. They would have been
leakage at this point on anything like that.
You know, yeah, it's just a really, really sad case. you know?
It is. I mean, you have the recovery element going on, and you also have the accountability, and the accountability is looking at law enforcement, and then obviously holding anyone accountable who did this, but it's like, it's two areas that I think are going to be talked about for many years to come, whether or not Nancy is ever discovered or not. Yeah. It's an accountability area. It's so many questions. And again, there's no answers. And that's, I think, what, you know, everybody's really just trying to exercise any lane they can think of and hitting dead ends. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube on the Nancy Guthrie situation. The links are in the description.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now. And don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
If you like your true crime like you like your coffee,
Red Handed is the podcast for you.
It's dark, intense, and might just keep you up all night.
I'm Hannah.
I'm Saruti. And every week on Red Handed, we break down a different fascinating case.
From the most recent US trials everyone is obsessing over, like Brendan Banfield, Karen Reed, and Ellen Greenberg,
to the most unbelievable stories from around the world, there's nothing we love more than digging into every detail of the cases we cover, getting beyond a basic analysis and cutting to the heart of the story.
Red Handed has over 400 episodes ready to binge right now.
Plus, be sure to check out our weekly sister show, Shorthand, where we unpack everything from the Black Death to Area 51.
If you're looking for smart, detailed true crime with personality, check out Red Handed wherever you get your podcasts.
If you like your true crime like you like your coffee,
Red Handed is the podcast for you.
It's dark, intense, and might just keep you up all night.
I'm Hannah.
I'm Saruti. And every week on Red Handed, we break down a different fascinating case.
From the most recent US trials everyone is obsessing over, like Brendan Banfield, Karen Reed, and Ellen Greenberg,
to the most unbelievable stories from around the world, there's nothing we love more than digging into every detail of the cases we cover, getting beyond a basic analysis and cutting to the heart of the story.
Red Handed has over 400 episodes ready to binge right now.
Plus, be sure to check out our weekly sister show, Shorthand, where we unpack everything from the Black Death to Area 51.
If you're looking for smart, detailed true crime with personality, check out Red Handed wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
If you like your true crime like you like your coffee,
Red Handed is the podcast for you.
It's dark, intense, and might just keep you up all night.
I'm Hannah.
I'm Saruti. And every week on Red Handed, we break down a different fascinating case.
From the most recent US trials everyone is obsessing over, like Brendan Banfield, Karen Reed, and Ellen Greenberg,
to the most unbelievable stories from around the world, there's nothing we love more than digging into every detail of the cases we cover, getting beyond a basic analysis and cutting to the heart of the story.
Red Handed has over 400 episodes ready to binge right now.
Plus, be sure to check out our weekly sister show, Shorthand, where we unpack everything from the Black Death to Area 51.
If you're looking for smart, detailed true crime with personality, check out Red Handed wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
If you like your true crime like you like your coffee,
Red Handed is the podcast for you.
It's dark, intense, and might just keep you up all night.
I'm Hannah.
I'm Saruti. And every week on Red Handed, we break down a different fascinating case.
From the most recent US trials everyone is obsessing over, like Brendan Banfield, Karen Reed, and Ellen Greenberg,
to the most unbelievable stories from around the world, there's nothing we love more than digging into every detail of the cases we cover, getting beyond a basic analysis and cutting to the heart of the story.
Red Handed has over 400 episodes ready to binge right now.
Plus, be sure to check out our weekly sister show, Shorthand, where we unpack everything from the Black Death to Area 51.
If you're looking for smart, detailed true crime with personality, check out Red Handed wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
If you like your true crime, like you like your coffee,
Red Handed is the podcast for you.
It's dark, intense, and might just keep you up all night.
I'm Hannah.
I'm Saruti. And every week on Red Handed, we break down a different fascinating case.
From the most recent US trials everyone is obsessing over, like Brendan Banfield, Karen Reed, and Ellen Greenberg,
to the most unbelievable stories from around the world, there's nothing we love more than digging into every detail of the cases we cover, getting beyond a basic analysis and cutting to the heart of the story.
Red Handed has over 400 episodes ready to binge right now.
Plus, be sure to check out our weekly sister show, Shorthand, where we unpack everything from the Black Death to Area 51.
If you're looking for smart, detailed true crime with personality, check out Red Handed wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
If you like your true crime, like you like your coffee,
Red Handed is the podcast for you.
It's dark, intense, and might just keep you up all night.
I'm Hannah.
I'm Saruti. And every week on Red Handed, we break down a different fascinating case.
From the most recent US trials everyone is obsessing over, like Brendan Banfield, Karen Reed, and Ellen Greenberg,
to the most unbelievable stories from around the world, there's nothing we love more than digging into every detail of the cases we cover, getting beyond a basic analysis and cutting to the heart of the story.
Red Handed has over 400 episodes ready to binge right now.
Plus, be sure to check out our weekly sister show, Shorthand, where we unpack everything from the Black Death to Area 51.
If you're looking for smart, detailed true crime with personality, check out Red Handed wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
If you like your true crime, like you like your coffee,
Red Handed is the podcast for you.
It's dark, intense, and might just keep you up all night.
I'm Hannah.
I'm Saruti. And every week on Red Handed, we break down a different fascinating case.
From the most recent US trials everyone is obsessing over, like Brendan Banfield, Karen Reed, and Ellen Greenberg,
to the most unbelievable stories from around the world, there's nothing we love more than digging into every detail of the cases we cover, getting beyond a basic analysis and cutting to the heart of the story.
Red Handed has over 400 episodes ready to binge right now.
Plus, be sure to check out our weekly sister show, Shorthand, where we unpack everything from the Black Death to Area 51.
If you're looking for smart, detailed true crime with personality, check out Red Handed wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
If you like your true crime, like you like your coffee,
Red Handed is the podcast for you.
It's dark, intense, and might just keep you up all night.
I'm Hannah.
I'm Saruti. And every week on Red Handed, we break down a different fascinating case.
From the most recent US trials everyone is obsessing over, like Brendan Banfield, Karen Reed, and Ellen Greenberg,
to the most unbelievable stories from around the world, there's nothing we love more than digging into every detail of the cases we cover, getting beyond a basic analysis and cutting to the heart of the story.
Red Handed has over 400 episodes ready to binge right now.
Plus, be sure to check out our weekly sister show, Shorthand, where we unpack everything from the Black Death to Area 51.
If you're looking for smart, detailed true crime with personality, check out Red Handed wherever you get your podcasts.